Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Power City, City Power, that utility in the city of Johannesburg has appealed to law enforcement agencies in the city and the province as well to assist with, you know, what is happening with illegal zamazamas in the belly of the city, essentially. Really just, making the infrastructure quite vulnerable with the activities. And I'm quite curious about the fact that why City Power feels it's necessary to make this call right now. I think about a year or two ago, we saw quite a strange surge in the kind of activities that some those who are busy with the Zamazama operations in the city of Johannesburg and others who are stealing copper and all of that, compromising infrastructure. So let's hear from the City Power Head of Risk and Security, Sergeant Taylor, on the line with us this evening. A very good evening, Mr. Taylor, and thank you so much for your time.
To all your listeners and fellows,
maybe just give us a sense of what brought about this concern right now at this point, and your appeal to get assistance from law enforcement.
Yeah, I think the challenge we're faced with in the past 2 weeks or so. We had a number of outages in our inner city tunnels. Maybe just to give you a context, we are running tunnels that stretch about 14 kilometers. And therefore, that's where our electricity network infrastructure is running to supply electricity to all the customers in the inner city. So we had a couple of outages, and then we deployed our technical teams to attend to that. That would have been a week ago. And whilst they were busy trying to track where the outage was, they were then confronted by people whom they didn't know where they were coming from. Lucky enough, they were escorted by our security people. We immediately then evacuated our employees, and one of the suspects then decided to approach the security people and try maybe to talk to them to say how best they can collude, and our security officers immediately arrested him. Fast forward, on Friday, we also had another technical fault where we dispatched our technical team to go. But every time when they have to go underground, they go with their security personnel because we trust nothing underground there.
Is that even sustainable, to rely so heavily on the support of security guards and so on if you have to do work?
Yeah, the unfortunate part of it is that the tunnels are quite very unique to the extent that they have got a lot of openings in the form of manholes, and you will appreciate from an engineering perspective, those manholes are necessary for evacuation purposes and to also for ventilation in the event there is massive work that is taking place underneath the tunnel.
Yes.
I'm
just getting back to the point. I'm asking that, can you afford to keep getting security protection, whether it's private security or whether it is JMPD and so on? Is that sustainable?
Look, it is not sustainable at all. As you all appreciate, the mandate of City Power is to distribute electricity and to keep the lights on. And therefore, the investment that is now being made, to security, it didn't divert us from our core mandate of distributing electricity. But given the fact that we must keep the lights on for the citizens of the city of Johannesburg, we have got no any other choice rather than making sure that we deploy the security people. And obviously, they come at a cost.
I mean, I may be asking this question to the wrong person, but surely as you sit together with some sort of a committee from different departments, whether it's security, whether it's actually the mayor's office, the city of Johannesburg, is there a plan to try and come up with some level of protection of infrastructure? We know that there is no money to be replacing this infrastructure. We are struggling as it is. Is there a plan to eventually weed out all this criminality?
Yeah, maybe if I were to take it beyond the tunnels, because the tunnel is just one aspect of our infrastructure that is concentrated in the inner city.
Yes.
At the national level, there is a plan. I think you will appreciate that under the justice, crime prevention and security cluster, they did establish what we call the non-ferrous metal crime combating committee that is commanded by a divisional commissioner within the police at the national level. So that particular committee is able to bring together all the relevant stakeholders who are actually victims of this type of criminality. We'll talk about ESCOM, Transnet, PRASA, ourselves, we are part of that, and various municipalities, including all the mobile telecommunications networks, because they suffer a similar, criminality. So that committee operates at the national level. But it has also been decentralized to provincial level, where we are meeting with all these relevant stakeholders on a month-to-month basis. We do have plans that talks to around about six pillars in which we are then trying to root out this criminality. And at a ground level, and I'm talking now on a day-to-day operation, you will recall the president spoke about the essential infrastructure task teams that were subsequently established by the National Commissioner. And in Gauteng, we do have those particular committees, and they are also, divided according to districts, because in our case in Johannesburg, we fall under the Johannesburg district, and there is a major general within the police who is taking the overall command of those specific teams. They are in place, but unfortunately, I think the challenge we are having is the resource constraints. Either you come to City Power, you go to City of Johannesburg, you go to the police, yes, the resources are not necessarily sufficient for us to be able to deal with this criminality.
Which then leads me to thinking the plans are great on paper, but on the ground, as you are saying, with your own experience, it's not quite yielding the results that we want them to yield.
Yeah, as I've just indicated, the resource constraints, if you go to the police, if I were to say to you, just list down all the crimes which the police are responsible for in the Republic, you write your pen until your ink is, run dry. You get what I'm saying? And therefore, they don't have the capacity that they can establish a fully capacitated unit that's going to look at this particular, infrastructure. Hence, then the strategy is more on a cooperative effort. And within City Power, we have also taken some other programs where we also involve our communities to be part of this particular, phenomenon. Because we came to the understanding that the intensity of our electricity network infrastructure, it is humanly impractical that we can, treat it ourselves.
Sure, it's a lot to digest, and thank you so much for being open about why some people, even though we speak of no load shedding, are experiencing these outages and the kind of challenges that you're experiencing on the ground. Thank you very much, Sergeant Taylor, is a City Power Head of Risk and Security. Maybe just breaking it down for us that they are facing themselves challenges with all kinds of things, mining operations happening in the city of Johannesburg, vandalism and so on, and they are, first of all, I suppose, just giving us a sense of what's happening. And secondly, they're calling for law enforcement to support them more.
Welcome to SACAP. Press 1 if you want to study applied psychology. Press 2 if you're looking for accredited qualifications.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.